Welcome to the Quantum Revenue Expansion Podcast. My name is Ursula Minchus, and I'm a sales expert, strategic business coach, and USA Today bestselling author. I love sharing strategies that show you exactly how to turn your annual revenue into your monthly revenue. If you're looking to take a quantum leap in your revenue or sales, your team, your productivity, your success, and your life, then you are meant to be here. My goal in every episode is to help you take your belief that it's possible to 2x or 10x your revenue while working way less to knowing that it is happening right now. Welcome back to Quantum Revenue Expansion, where we talk about turning your annual income into your monthly income. And I always say welcome back. And today I was thinking about that. I'm like, you know, some of you might be new listeners. So welcome to the show. If you haven't hung out with us before, we love to think about and talk about all things related to revenue, revenue growth in your business, sales growth in your business, all those things. And today I have a very special guest, and we're going to talk about all of those things and more. I have the very cool Sherelle Slace here with us today. Did I get that right, Sherelle?
You got it right. You got it right. You nailed it.
Yes, I was practicing in my head. I'm super excited. I've gotten to hang out with Sherelle one time at her summit, which was incredible, and I'm going to get to hang out with her again. And so I thought, oh my gosh, we have to have you as part of our community. So this is bringing you in to get to know our clients, our community, and to be able to share some of the amazing things. So, I mean, being part of your summit was amazing. And also, like, I got a lot of just really great aha moments, especially from you, which I'm not going to give away. We're going to talk about some of those today. So thank you. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Like we're hanging out at the local coffee shop, catching up, and people are listening in. So for all of our listeners all over the world, if you haven't yet, hung out with us at the 2X Intensive. Just a quick little thing. You can go to ursulainc.co/apply. Send us your information and we'll have someone reach out to you about what the 2X Intensive is all about and how we help our clients double their revenue in as little as 30 days and shave 10 or more hours off their work week. Because who wants to work more when you grow your business? Nobody. All right. So there's that. With that, let me tell you about Sherelle. Sherelle empowers entrepreneurs with leadership principles and business strategy, fostering profits that provide freedom of time and financial independence for a confident and fulfilling future, which is why she's here. Like we're having this, this is the conversation we love to have. Her vision, passion, authentic communication, and inspirational messages of personal leadership and business building create strong connections with all who work with her. She co-founded a real estate brokerage, market research, and management consulting firm, built and led a network marketing team of 3,000 plus global business leaders, holy smokes, and founded and now leads a coaching and consulting business for entrepreneurs, all of which have grown to multi-six-figure income streams, and I'm sure way beyond that. Sherelle and I got to joke for a moment. It's funny now. We can laugh about the fact that we were both in the real estate market when it crashed in 2008. We've survived. We've come back. And, you know, that's kind of what this entrepreneurial journey is all about. So, Sherelle, let's just dive in. If you could share a little bit, tell us your story, high-level story, like what you've done a lot. You've checked a lot of boxes. You're now in the coaching world. But what brought you to this moment?
What brought me here is a shift that I had in my 20s where I was following the footsteps of my dad. I went to college. I went into the healthcare industry. My father was a hospital administrator, and I figured I need to go to college. I need to get a degree, and I'm going to get a job, and I'm going to get a good job like my dad had. 401k, Roth IRA, you know, savings and all that stuff. So that was my mindset. It was that work, you know, work 30, 40 years or what have you. And so I was out there just pushing pavement like everybody else. I thought like everybody else. I learned when I entered into the entrepreneurial world, there's a whole bunch of other people that aren't working in the way that I was, but I didn't realize that, right? I was like, okay, we're all marching to the beat of the same drum, right? And so I had a great career. I had a corporate career, consulting, management consulting, big six companies, and then went to work for one of my clients. And then at the age of 25, my mother, actually I was 24. My mother had a terminal illness and she struggled with, taking care of herself financially. She was single at the time. And, my sister and I, my older sister and I, were her caretaker. And I just remember having the means, the financial means and the freedom and independence to travel, to go see her, because we lived in two different states. I was living in Chicago. She was in Washington, D.C. And economically, financially, the money was coming in from my job. But I had the type of job where I could travel Monday through Thursday. I traveled for work as a management consultant. On the weekends, I could go anywhere I wanted on their dime. And just, I lived that free time in life on the weekends to visit her, to take care of her. When she passed away, I thought, this will never be me. Like, I will never be in a situation where I'm not able to take care of myself. And I think that's where my drive comes from. My mom was also an entrepreneur. And her dream was deferred in, through me. Yeah. And so four or five years later, I just started looking into, I just started reading. And that's what brought the business acumen, entrepreneurial desire and itch was through the reading. It's the think and grow rich and the rich dad, poor dad, rich dad, poor dad, all that. I think all of us have kind of, that kind of woke all of us up. I hear that.
Required reading.
Right? Yeah. We had like this book club, but we didn't even know each other. But that woke me up to what was possible. And that's how I got into real estate. And at the age of 30, I completed my corporate career. I saw a way out. And I just ended my corporate career and started a real estate firm, a brokerage firm during the downturn of the real estate market. And it didn't occur to me and my business partner at the time that we were projecting in a downturn, in a recession, because it was like 2006, 2007. And so we didn't know any better. You know, we didn't know any better. We didn't expect a bunch, but we flourished for 9 years. We diversified. And I'll get into this when we start talking about just identity, but there was a number of shifts that I made during that period of time that allowed us to be able to think different, be different, and create different. And we ended up creating a brokerage. We already had the brokerage firm. We created a property preservation firm. We created a property management firm and a market research and consulting firm during that period of time, and grew that company to be the largest certified women disadvantaged minority company in Chicago. And at that point, I was also getting married. I got married. I started having children, and I was introduced into the network marketing industry. And I saw myself being able to create another stream of income, and I did. I created another stream of residual income, built a team, as you said, globally, over 3,000 business builders, and led those teams, expanded online with those teams. And that's what landed me in the online space of marketing and attracting the right people to join me in business. And, you know, people just noticed what I was doing and wondering, how was I able to do it? I had three babies at the age of three children under 3 years old. I was showcasing my journey. I was showcasing my development. I was showcasing my errors. I was showcasing my failures. I was showcasing my struggles, but I was also showcasing my grit, showcasing my tenacity, showcasing my successes, showcasing my joy in it all, and my freedom and my independence. And that is what got me into coaching and now even consulting small business owners and helping them step into themselves and create the highest level of possibility that they can step into for themselves.
Wow. First of all, my heart goes to you for the loss of your mom. And I can only imagine, you know, how proud she would be of you and just seeing that your trajectory and all the things that you've been able to accomplish and maybe some of the things that she wanted to that she couldn't. And what a journey. And do you know your human design by chance?
I don't know my human design.
Super unscripted question. Okay.
Do you know it?
Well, I'm good.
Do you know mine?
I could guess yours. Well, here's the funny part. So Rebecca Hall, who's one of the coaches that she's like my business partner. We work very closely together, works with her clients. She's getting certified in human design. So my brain always goes to human design. And in, for those of us, or those of you who know what human design is, it's kind of like, you know what the DISC assessment is, right? Back in the day, the DISC assessment.
I don't. That doesn't sound familiar.
Any personality tests that we used to take in the corporate world, things like that. So it's okay. Kind of like that.
Yeah.
But it combines a whole lot of other things. Like there's strength finders. I don't know
if Yeah.
It's like that, but totally different in the sense it kind of goes deeper and wider. We definitely want to know your human design. If we hang out in a different way, I can have Rebecca run your human design. And I'm only asking this because you were talking about, you know, by the way, what we're talking about today, I meant to say this at the beginning, is the art of shifting in identity and how important that is. And I'm just thinking about how you were able to do that in so many different roles. And also though, like you are one of those amazing entrepreneurs who can juggle multiple businesses at the same time. And that is not a skill set that I have. And for a long time, I had a lot of envy of people like you, Sherelle, who could do this. And then I found out that in human design, I'm a projector. This will make more sense later when you look this up, but I've lived my life as a manifesting generator. Like I would have bet $1 million. I'm a manifesting generator because that's how I worked. It's how I operate. I was always juggling all these things. Turns out I'm not. So it's a big relief to finally find out that, oh, I'm a projector. No wonder. Like I literally, like my focus has to be here because I get recruited all the time. People are like, you should do this. You should. And I get excited about it, but I can't. Like this is the focus. Unless I have enough team around me, which is a whole other thing. Anyway, for you, I would guess like manifesting generator, like the one I wished I could be. You're probably a manifesting generator because juggle like multiple businesses at the same time while you have three children. Like there's, I feel like each child is like its own business. I only have one. My mom always said to me, because she has three children, my mom's like, you know, if you would have had more, they would have taken care of each other. And honestly, like, I don't think so. I still think that would have been really challenging. Anyway, all that to say, you've had to shift your identity in so many ways to continue to evolve. I know it's one of the things you teach your clients. So what does that mean to you, Sherelle? Like, as you look back as how you've grown, how you've evolved as a leader in your businesses, how have you shifted in your identity and how do you teach clients how to do that?
Well, you know, first, I mean, so identity is really like a fact. It's a fact of being someone or something, right? Yeah. And we acquire identities based on past experiences and how we develop in those experiences. And so who you are today may not necessarily be who you really are because of external factors that have contributed to your development over time. And so if you want to become good at navigating something, or if you want to become good at mastering the next evolution of you, or if you want to become good at navigating the next iteration of the business that you're building, it's really about mastering self, about mastering your own personal identity and learning how to shift when it's time to shift. And so I didn't recognize that I have done that multiple times in my career until last year, actually. And Ursula, it's interesting because even in the telling of my story, you got it right away. Because in how you just reintroduced me, you're like, well, you've been shifting in identities through the years. And I'm like, how'd she pick up on that? But I had to have, not because I went from one career to the next or one, one business to the next. That really wasn't what it was. It's the fact that I operated at a whole nother level every time I move from one business to the next or one career to the next. I was continuously succeeding powerfully in everything that I chose to do next. And to have been able to do that, it required me to be someone different every time I made the jump to the something else. And so it wasn't until last year I had an experience where there's just a number of life events happened, a lot of losses, a lot of deaths in my personal life. family as well as friends. Like tragic kind of things, right? Like one of my best friends, she went on vacation and she went missing at sea. She was scuba diving in Dominican Republic and the boat left her. Never saw her again. It was her 63rd birthday. Absolutely crazy stuff was happening. And so in a matter of like 2 months, I had 6 losses and I took time off to just woosah for a whole minute. I just needed to woosah and figure some things out. And when I came ready to get back into productivity, I realized that prior to these events happening, that I was setting goals for myself and visioning a bigger evolution of my business. But I personally had not done the work to move to this higher level of energy or a higher level of frequency that the money creation that I was looking to create needed for me to be. Yeah. And so I did the internal work to really find what was missing. And what I found was that there was uncertainty. Like when you really got down to it, there was lack of belief. There was uncertainty. There was feelings of confusion around who I served. There was lack of confidence around my messaging. Not because I didn't believe in my messaging, but it was more around I don't even want to talk about this anymore.
Yeah, you were past it. I get that.
I was past it, right? I was talking about something that I wasn't energetically connected to any longer. I'm like, I'm tired of it. What that ended up doing was creating even more confusion around what path should I continue to go down?
Yeah.
And an investigation around what's this new path I should get on, right? And so it was just this constant stirring. And so when you start feeling that way, like it stunts you and you become stagnant. You may even start feeling disoriented and even questioning your beliefs, right? All of that was starting to happen. Fearful of the unknown. I was just like, oh my God, like, am I going out of business? Like what's happening? Right. Yes. And so what I ended up doing, Ursula, I just stopped reading, stopped listening. Like my personal growth just done. Cause I just didn't know what to do. Yeah. And that's when I realized I'm going through an identity crisis. How do I fix this? And so that's your question. Like, how do I fix this? And so what ended up happening was just through reflection and it was reflection and meditation and journaling. And I don't suggest, you know, one of the things, Ursula, about journaling is that seems to be like the answer people, like the quick answer that coaches and just people tell you to do, go journal about it and you'll figure it out. But I'm kind of like, journal for a hot second and then get up and take action. Right. Right? Like, don't write a book.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I asked myself a series of questions that, that led me to really discover what was really going on. And then I recognized that the biggest lesson that came out of that was anytime you adopt an identity that's tied to something that changes, you're guaranteed to have a crisis, an identity crisis at some point, because your business is going to shift. Your business is going to change. The business climate, your industry, you know, it's going to change. Your niche even, right? It will change because you evolve, your profession, your career, your job. You being attractive, your age, like once you identify yourself as being something that changes, there's going to be a shift. There's going to be an evolution that occurs. So you got to be willing to make the shift into what it is that you want to become. And it's natural. So that was the other thing. I had to recognize that this is a natural state of being that I'm at right now. But I just needed to wake up to say, okay, who I'm being right now is not who I need to be. And it's not a match for what I am creating. So I need to get to that next level of what it is that I'm looking to create.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So that makes so much sense. I remember when I left corporate America and started my own business, that was my massive identity crisis because I was president of somebody else's company. And then I'm like, what? Now I'm president of my own company. It's my own stuff. Like I went.
Yeah. It's like, what does that look like? Right.
Well, right. And when you are the product, like that's going to bring up like that you're going to personal development school. That's what's going to happen to you.
That's basically it.
You better be ready for that. And I definitely was not. So it was a little bit of, it was painful when I look back, but kind of like when you go from middle school to like high school, like there's an adjustment. And it's like, who am I? And who am I not? So one of the words a couple words, transparency and authenticity, if I can say it, being authentic. Right. And so I can hear some people saying, well, if I don't know who I am, like what, and I'm shifting my identity, am I still being authentic? And I believe that you are, I believe you're becoming more authentic. Right. But what would you say about that? Like,
You're becoming more of who you are. You're becoming more of who you are.
Yeah, that's a great way to say it. Yeah.
You're becoming more of who you are. And you're already creating. I mean, you're already saying in your mind and visualizing, you know, I want to, because let's talk about money, Ursula. You're the money queen, right?
Let's talk about money.
Let's talk about money. So if you see yourself, I'm gonna stay low. If you see yourself making $10,000 a month, okay? And I don't mean to say let's stay low, as if that's low. I just plan on, in my example, going higher. That's all.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So let's say if you see yourself making $10,000 a month, you have to be an energetic fit for a person who creates $10,000 a month. So what does that energetic fit look like? Well, it looks like someone who believes in themselves. It looks like someone who creates activities and does the activities that creates $10,000 months. Mm-hmm. And so you have to see yourself creating that. So you have to be that. And so when you create $83,000 a month, who do you need to be in order to develop and create $83,000 a month? Mm-hmm. So it's if you see it for yourself, then you can create it for yourself. And if you're seeing it, it is you who can create it because you're the one who created it as a vision for yourself. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
Right.
We always say like, if you wouldn't have the heart's desire if it wasn't possible or if it wasn't already around you, you wouldn't even think of that number for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. But what's happening is that we detach ourselves from money creation because we see it as something that she created and therefore I can't create it, as if it's not attainable for you. But the moment that you see yourself, like the moment that it clicks for you, $83,000 a month, recurring month after month after month. Once you see that for yourself, then now it's like, okay, wow, how do I create that? Mm-hmm. What are the actions that I need to take in order to create that for myself? Mm-hmm. Who do I need to be to create that for myself consistently, right? Mm-hmm. And then you just take the necessary actions every single day in order to create that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and so for me last year, Ursula, my identity wasn't around money. That wasn't what I was shifting in. I was shifting, and this is the craziest part. Guys, listen to this. I came from a corporate world. That's why I started for 10 years working with C-level professionals. I was consulting them and for 10 years. And I was in my 20s, so I didn't know any better. I was just like, these are the analytics that we put together. This is, you know, put it in a presentation and I'd go in front of the room and I would talk to C-level people, tell them what to do, right? I wasn't C-level, but I was a strategist. I was a management consultant. But interesting, I went into the network marketing industry and I became a leader in network marketing. I detached from the corporate world. I had completed my corporate completed my corporate career. And that was my story. And I said it over and over and over again when I stood on the big stages to thousands of people. Like, I walked away from my job at 30 and I created this big team and you know, I'm a business owner now, residual income, blah, 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 blah. So I ended up coaching network marketers and affiliate marketers and direct sellers. And I was being that person that they could identify with. But the moment last year, I realized that I was going back to my authentic self, my genuine self, which is a corporate person. I didn't believe that I could serve the corporate woman. I didn't believe that my offer and my relatedness would attract a professional woman. I didn't think that I understood her language anymore. I didn't think I understood her struggle. I didn't think I understood her desire to potentially create a business that she owns. Like, yeah. I felt detached. Mm-hmm. But that's because I identified as somebody else, not because I wasn't her already. I think that's the best example that I could give you guys. Y'all all know, because you heard my story, I have always been her.
Right. Yes.
You know, and I have always been her professional woman. I have always been her who stepped out and created a business that she owns. I have always been her that has been in direct sales and network marketing. I've always been her that created, you know, more money in a month than I ever created in a year. I've always been that person. Mm-hmm. But I didn't see myself as that. I kept telling myself a story that was no longer serving me because I wanted to grow into a different direction. So, where was I going with that? I'm not really sure where I was going with that.
I think I was just trying to make a point. Identity, just how it continues to evolve. And we're talking about transparency, authenticity.
Oh, transparency and authenticity. Yeah. So to your point, you're asking people bring up the question, am I being authentic? Absolutely. You're becoming more of who you are.
Yeah.
You just lost her.
Yeah. I love that you said that. She's always been there. I know. I remember when I had my first $100,000 month, and it was like a shock to my system. Now, had I done it, I grew a $20 million company for somebody else. I ran that. It was like you, like in my 20s, I was doing all these things. And then when I left, it was the corporate world. I thought I didn't bring her with me. It's funny you say that. I left her behind. And like, so then I had this identity crisis. And so it's such a great reminder that every experience we've ever had comes with us. Everything we've ever learned. And we need to remember that and stand strong in that knowledge, because that was the other thing. It was like the confidence in myself just went, it was just gone. So many things we could talk about. So I have other things. We have 5 minutes left, but here's the thing. Is there anything else you want to share on identity before I shift gears?
I'll just say this one thing is that your leadership level and capacity to be able to handle more of what it is that you want, it has to increase and it has to be a match for what it is that you want. I think too often we business owners set goals that we're not an energetic match for.
Ooh, yeah.
And so we're wondering why we're not able to reach those goals. And it's because you're lacking belief. You're lacking certainty around you being the one to create the goal. Mm-hmm. You're never going to get there. You're never going to get there if you're out of sync, if there's no balance to what it is that you're looking to create. So that's it.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The art of shifting in identity, which does tie to what I'm going to talk about next. But when we were hanging out and I was listening to you present, you said something that really blew my mind. And our listeners are going to be like, well, we already knew that, Ursula. So maybe I was the last person on earth to really think about this. And that's fine. I'm totally fine with being that person. But this just really made me think. And what you said, Sherelle, you talked about there's a difference between a business owner and an entrepreneur. And my ears like stood up and I was like, tell me more about that, because this does involve identity as well. So we're going to tie these two things together. But tell us, what is the difference between a business owner and an entrepreneur, and who the heck are we?
Well, there's definitely a distinction between business owners and entrepreneurs. And I find it important to know the difference because I want people that are in business that want high level growth and high revenue. Really, people, the whole reason why we get in business in the first place is to fuel a lifestyle of independence and freedom. Everybody wants independence and freedom.
Yes.
Yeah, I know you do. I know everybody wants that. And so business allows us to create that. So if you're thinking more like an entrepreneur, the probability that your financial upside to be greater is greater, right? So, yeah. So when it comes to like how you start your business, a business owner typically manages a business that provides products and services. So how you start is very different from an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur really intends to sell something completely original and something completely different. And sometimes that product is you. They may create a completely innovative, creative new product that doesn't exist in the market. But if you're a service provider, providing a service, that new product is you. Like you're the unique person. So being able to bring that forward. Like who's in charge of your business? There's a distinction there from a business owner versus an entrepreneur. So typically a business owner collaborates with other people to run their business, whereas an entrepreneur needs to have like complete control. In fact, they might be a little bit of a control freak, but they want complete control and to maintain complete control. And they choose who to work with. They do consult with other people, you know, externally to support them in business. But I think the biggest piece is how they handle risk, how you handle risk. So a business owner typically goes to great lengths to protect and prevent risk, right? And they usually only make money when they're working. And they're generally happy with their current status as long as they're paying their expenses, their operating expenses. It's a very noble place to be because they want to make sure that there's enough profit at the end of the day to support their family. But you know what? An entrepreneur, man, they have a high risk tolerance. They're very comfortable assuming larger uncertainties and larger risk. They choose to build their business on their interests and goals as well. So therefore, they'll be more risky following a passion, as opposed to what the market actually needs. And they just have other avenues that they create for themselves to make more money as well. So it's just, it's the risk. So sometimes when I'm talking to potential clients, I'm like listening, trying to figure out, are they entrepreneurial in spirit or do they really just want to own a business? Yeah. And it's just different. It's just different. The goals, the money, I can go down the whole list of how things, just the mindset and how you behave and how you operate is just different. And there's nothing wrong with either.
Right.
There really isn't anything wrong with being either, but there are greater benefits and upside in becoming a resourceful entrepreneur.
Yeah. Beautiful. And this is great. This is such a great place to end because it's like, what is your identity? And if you've been seeing yourself as a small business owner, but you've had this pull, it's like, I'm being called to something more. I want to grow this business. I want to create some other products. I want to create another business. Or like, as you were talking about, Sherelle, I'm going to do all these things and have, you know, my three children and juggle, juggle, juggle. If you're being called to that, that's part of your identity. Your identity being called to evolve. So Sherelle Slace, so fun hanging out with you. And you have a free gift for our audience. So tell us about that. And then also tell us all the places you hang out and where we can find you.
Yeah, so I have this really great tool. It's actually three tools in one. I got a little carried away when I was creating it. I was like, I can't just give them this and then not give them this. So it's called Ready, Set, Profit. And the intention around it is, one, the first part of the tool is helping you identify, are you business ready? Like, are you ready to start your own business? That's the first part. And so then I took it a step further and said, well, if you are ready, what are your three business ideas? And are they viable ideas? And so I help you think through your business ideas and shape them to be able to sell. And then he goes on further to say, well, you can't sell, you know, if you have these business ideas, you're going to need an audience to test the idea, the proof of concept, and to potentially sell it to. So I give you 12 different audience build ideas that you can create to attract more people to you and to your offer. And then, like I said, I was like, I can't stop there. And so then the next step is, how do you actually monetize? And so I've given you like 8 or 9 different ways to actually monetize your business idea. So all of that is in a guide we'll call it a guide. All of it is in a guide, and it's available for download.
Definitely download Sherelle's free guide, Ready, Set, Profit, Sherelle.Slace on Facebook. Sherelle, thank you for hanging out with us today. Thank you for just, I'm so glad to meet you. I love meeting fellow entrepreneurs who are doing the things to make the things happen and know what that means, because it's not always easy. And it's so great to have these conversations that keep us going. So thank you. Thanks for being here today. So much fun. And to our listeners everywhere, thanks for hanging out with us. If there's anything we can do for you, you can email us at contact@ursulainc.co. That's it for this week. Make this your most epic month yet.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to leave a review on iTunes so I know what you like and can create content that guides you to uplevel your business even more. If you want more strategic business tips, follow me on social media. You'll find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And you can visit my website at www.ursulainc.co. I love being on this journey with you and can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, make this your most epic month yet.